Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we do give you the glory for anything and everything that's been accomplished in past times and currently and in the future. And Father, we're so thankful that you blessed us with all the good things that you've imparted to us. We ask that this congregation be blessed and go forward, Lord God, like they've never went forward before. We thank you, Lord God, for the word and spirit today, that there's freedom here today. We ask you for utterance and ask you for open, receptive hearts to be able to see and receive. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. Well, y'all are a great looking group. I'm so privileged to be here. And you know, it says in, I think, 3 John 2 that John said that he wanted, I guess, guys to prosper and be in health even as his soul prospered. And the verse under it says that he had no greater joy than to see that his children were walking in the truth. And man, to come back and connect with people and see that you're walking in the truth and you're loving God and that you're growing spiritually. And I mean, the future is the brightest part too. And so I'm just so happy and honored to be here. Thank you, Brother Jay. Thank you, Miss Debbie, for your friendship and for your doing an outstanding job here for pastoring and leading this congregation here. So I'm honored that you invited me to come back. Well, shake hands with one more person, and I guess you can be seated. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Dragging a little bit. Well, the service is not over yet. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And you can go out noticeably healed, strengthened. I know I ministered in Kansas one time, and we got laughing in the spirit. And a lady that had a lot of back pain came up after the service, and she said, you know, at first I kind of thought everybody was a little bit off the way they were laughing. And she said, finally, I decided to join in. And she said, when I joined in, she said, the pain left my body. You know, the same spirit that filled you is the same spirit that healed you. And if you start yielding to the Lord in one area, to the joy of the Lord, He'll do some other stuff. He'll fix some, you know, issues that, you know, have been long-standing and, amen, that human beings don't know how to address or fix. Are you still here?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, I like the spirit here. It really is the spirit of faith. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Moro, Sapakadita, Salofa, Freya. Thank you, Lord. In you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. You know, I heard this story one time about a crisis emergency that actually happened during a church service. And the medics were called, first response team, and as the story goes, they arrived at the church and talked to one of the ushers, and they said, yeah, someone died in the church service this morning. And the rest of the story goes that they hauled out 10 Christians before they found the dead one. That wasn't this church. This morning. You can get depression broken off of you. You can get free. A singer, but this brother's almost got me singing this morning. I don't have to be sick no more. I don't have to be poor no more. I don't have to be down no more. 'Cause Jesus beat the devil and settled the score. That even free people call me free. Everywhere I go, I got the victory. Ain't no chains binding me. I'm full of joy. I'm living in liberty. Oh, Jesus has set me free. And I am free, free indeed. Oh, hallelujah. I'm free. Jesus is the same always. I don't have to be down or wear a frown. I got joy overflowing. Was like Him. Praise the Lord. Well, this is different. James chapter 1 verse 2 tells you what to do when you're going through trials. If you got a box of trials, this is the direction instructions here on how to deal with them. And of course, in that same chapter, the Lord said, don't just be a hearer of the word, but be a doer of the word. And so He said here, my brethren, and that would include our sister in too. Are a case. Thank you, Lord. This is the first thing He starts this book with. So He said, my brother, He said, count it all joy. Other translations say nothing but pure joy. And the implication is, some translations talk about count it unadulterated joy. So nothing mixed with it. 100% genuine, no other stuff in there. Count it absolute, total joy. Now, you know, I flew up here and it was a nice day and I flew visual, but sometimes I have my instrument rating too. And when you fly by instruments, you don't have any visual references. You're in whiteout conditions. Pilots call it the soup. Have you ever been in the spiritual soup before? Kind of a fog, and you didn't know what to do? Well, this is what the Word of God says to do. Count it means consider or reckon it. It's a faith word. Somebody said faith rejoices, gives thanks, and is glad. Doubt complains, despairs, and is sad. So you can locate yourself. But to rejoice is a choice. You know, Paul was in jail, but the brother wasn't down and depressed and, you know, getting a victim mentality about how life had been bad about him. He said in the same epistle when he was in jail, do all things without murmuring or complaining. Right? How many things? So, you know, a lot of people's day starts like, oh, this old mattress. That alarm clock is so loud. And it smells like she burned the bacon again. And the kids have left the toys in the floor. And I got to go to that job where I'm overworked and underpaid. Got to get out on the freeway with all them crazy people that shouldn't be driving. And life's not going good. But, you know, for things, you know, for changes to happen, changes on the outside start with changes on the inside. Right? changes on the outside start with changes on the inside. You know, there's a story in 1 Samuel about Samuel and Hannah. And remember Hannah, you know, she didn't have any kids. And the other lady in the house, I think her name was Peninnah or something, she was always, you know, rubbing it in with Hannah. And the Bible said Hannah was of a sorrowful spirit. And that went on and on and on and on. And finally, even her husband said, you know, hey, baby, I'm better than 10 babies. You got me. And what'd she do? She was just sad. And she had her mind on the problem. And that went on for a long time. Right? But one day she went to the temple. And Eli thought that she was just praying with her lips moving. And she had been crying and she was sad. And he said, he thought she was drunk. And said, you know, put away your drink. And she said, oh no. She said, I'm a woman of a sorrowful spirit. That's how she identified herself, being of a sorrowful spirit. And he said to her, he said, the Lord grant you your petition. The God of Israel grant you your petition. And it said that she got up and she was no more sad. Say no more sad. So here's the question. Was she sad because it was bad? Or was it bad because she was sad? At some point, you have to step across the line and believe that all your needs are supplied according to His riches and glory. At some point, you have to step across the line and believe that you were healed by Christ's stripes. And start talking like and acting like that's the way it is. You know, this wasn't a little pep talk that Jesus was giving us, or a good suggestion. He said to count it all joy when things didn't look good. Amen. And if you can do that, the power of God comes. Amen. Glory to God. Anybody got any joy in the house this morning? Hallelujah! Woo! Glory! And that is a choice. The choice to rejoice. And when you least feel like rejoicing, that's the time you need to do it the most. Because that's the time you're walking by the most faith, because you have the least feelings. And you need to let the devil know that he's not going to steal your joy. Say, joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice all the time. I count it all joy. If, say, Brother Carlos here, if me and him wasn't getting along, y'all know kind of how hard he is to get along with anyway. At least Ann does. No, I'm teasing. If we wasn't getting along, and man, we just couldn't stand one another, and we finally decided we're just going to have a fist fight. And so Brother Carlo starts rolling his sleeves up, and I start rolling my sleeves up, but I finished first, and I grew up on the street, and I recognized my opportunity, and so I hit Brother Carlos as hard as I can in the nose. And he goes back about 4 or 5 steps, wipes the blood off his face, looks at me and goes, "Ha, ha, 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 ha. I got major problems." No more sad. Hallelujah. Man, if you can't laugh here this morning, you sure ain't gonna be able to laugh when you go home. The Bible says a merry heart does good like a medicine. And the Lord is saying, here's your medicine today. You know, when we were kids, sometimes my mom would try to give me and my brothers medicine. And we were like, But it won't do you any good unless you take it. So, well, I don't feel like laughing. What does that got to do with it? You laugh by faith. Amen. We'll even help you. The devil don't like these kind of services. And that's all right with me. I remember 2 specific times going through some, you know, real tough times. One time, I snuck into the back of a service that Brother Moore was preaching. And it kind of went the same direction that this one is. And I was at the back and I was thinking, man, I really don't feel like rejoicing today. I don't feel like laughing. And the service went on. And finally, Brother Moore looked back in the back and said, you know, we have people that lead us. In singing, but I think we need someone to lead us in laughter today. And he said, Brother Tim, and I was like, man, I should have left this service 5 minutes. But I was obedient. And I went up to the front. And he gave me the mic and said, lead us in laughter today. And man, I started out, I felt like 40 miles of muddy road. And I just started out by faith. But you know, if you act in faith, the Spirit of God will hook up with you. Amen. Like that. Says in Ephesians 5:18, it says, don't be drunk with wine. But it didn't say not to be drunk. In fact, in Acts 2, they were accused of being drunk. And Peter didn't deny it. He said, these men are not drunk as you suppose. Seeing it's only the third hour of the day. That was 9 o'clock in the morning, about the same time as it is here. This morning, what would they think about this service? They would say, these people are full of new wine. So the Bible says, don't be drunk with wine, but be being filled with the Spirit. How many knows, you know, if you look at pictures of Jesus, he looks, you know, artist renditions of Jesus, he's always frail and weak and sad. But Hebrews said that he was anointed with the oil of joy. You can't be anointed with the oil of joy and be weak. And if the devil can't steal your joy. He can't get you victory. He can't shut down your faith from working. And you've got to decide, is it bad because I'm sad? Right? Is it bad because I'm sad, or sad because it's bad? To give you scripture to confirm way. But that's why he's the Lord and I'm not. Say, yeah, but I'm so dignified. I wouldn't laugh in church. There's a difference between being dignified and being bound. Amen. And it'll break all kinds of things off your life. Satanic darkness, lies, if you'll just rejoice and look. Like your kids to be happy and laughing. God's happy about this service. He's like, Gabriel, yeah. Michael, yeah. They're having church down there. I believe the Lord's saying, I'm not going to have to send those guys to Joy 101 when they get to heaven, because they're acting like my will on earth as it is in heaven. You better laugh a little this morning. You're going to have to go to Joy 101 when you get there. Jesus himself. He's the bridegroom. And we're the bride. What kind of bride are we supposed to be? Well, I'm just sad and got a pity party going all the time. Life's so bad. No, we're the bride of Christ. Let's smile. Let's be, I mean, you look better when you're full of joy. Some folks have got cobwebs at the corner of their mouth. You hadn't smiled or laughed in so long. Like the little boy told his dad, he said, Dad, see that mule in the pasture? And his dad said, yeah. And he said, I know what kind of mule that is. He said, what kind of mule is that, son? He said, that's a Christian mule. He said, how do you know it's a Christian mule, son? He said, he's got such a long face. Somebody said that the reason that some of our relatives aren't saved is because we are. Does not count it all joy when they go through tough times. They go to the bar. They shoot up. They get prescription drugs and Prozac and whatever. They smoke a toke or whatever. You understand what I'm talking about? But this joy don't cost anything, and it don't burn your brain cells up. The Bible says the kingdom of God is not, tells us what it's not. It's not about, you know, you wearing your sleeves this length or that length or eating this food or that food. It said the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but it is what?
Righteousness.
That comes from the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. And when your sins are washed away, it'll give you joy. Anybody had your sins washed away besides me this morning? Oh! Is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And when the disciples came back and said, boy, we cast out devils in your name, Jesus. And they were so happy and rejoicing. Jesus said, don't rejoice because you cast out devils in my name. Rejoice because your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Get you a big mess of this today. Because times are evolving where Christians are going to get more persecution and they're going to get more resistance. And what did the Bible say in the Sermon on the Mount? When you're persecuted, what are you supposed to do? When men speak, you know, when they unfriend you on Facebook. Says rejoice. You know, they beat the pudding out of Peter and James and John and the disciples for healing that guy, and it said they went, got out of prison after they'd been beaten, looked at one another, and one of them said, you know what we just got beat for? And they said, we got beat for Jesus. And they said, woo! You got to have something on the inside of you bigger than what's on the outside. And if you get filled with the joy and the strength of God, people people can say things. You can get persecuted. And you can... This is the renewed mind. Counting it all joy is what God said to do. The world don't count it all joy. They go cry in their beer. And sing, why, baby, why, baby? Why, baby, why do you make me cry, baby, cry, baby, cry, baby, cry? You know, that... It didn't take not a lot of intellect to write that song. Right? We don't sing no songs anymore. We sing, I'm full of joy and I got the victory. Greater is He that is in me than the devil and demons and fear and lack and sickness and disease. Any kind of satanic attack. I got the greater one in me today. Under the barrel. He made me the head, not the tail. Above only and not beneath. He made me more than a conqueror. He said, thanks be unto God that always causes me to try. And always means always. I don't care how dark it is this morning. And Silas had said at midnight after they had been beat, they prayed and they sang praises, and the earthquake didn't come till they got into the praising part. And if you want an earthquake in your life, and this church wants an earthquake in this church, that story is in the Bible, not so our children would have a Sunday school story. That story is in the Bible so we know what to do so we can get what they got. Hallelujah. And if you'll laugh a little and praise a little and shout a little and dance a little, back at the hacienda, the Lord is working on family members. Over in the financial realm, God is arranging some things. Speaking by myself this morning. God is Jehovah Jireh. He's the Lord that sees ahead. And if you'll shout a little and praise a little, equals Abraham going up the mountain. On the back side of the mountain, the realm is on the way. The money is on the way. The health is on the way. The victory is on the way. Hallelujah. God's not dead. He's still alive. Hallelujah. He just needs a little bit of cooperation. The kingdom of God is not about natural things, but it's righteousness. If you're here this morning and you're living in sin, you can go out of here with all of that sin washed away by the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink. It's righteousness. It's peace. Hallelujah. And it's joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory! You guys do We don't have any sad musicians this morning. Right? You know, the Bible says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. That's a New Testament story about Paul and Silas praising God. But in the Old Testament, in 2 Chronicles, there's a story about Jehoshaphat. How many remember that story? Jehoshaphat, you know, the Bible says that, you know, that four or five kings got together. How many knows that the devil can't steal your joy with one thing? Sometimes he'll try to get two or three things going at once. Use that old overwhelm technique. And a lot of Christians, they fold up in a fetal position. Right? And say, I just can't do it. I just, you know, I'm just succumbing to this trial. The Bible said there's no trial or test that comes our way that's not common to man, but God is faithful. We were singing about it this morning. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tested or tempted above what you're able, but will with the temptation. I mean, we're here, but there's an exit sign back there. There's a way out of here. And the way out is thanksgiving and praise. The way out is counting it all joy. And according to that scripture, there's no temptation taking you such as common to man. And this is what James says. Count when you fall into diverse temptations, count it all joy. It's a scriptural Bible fact that if it shows up on your front doorstep, you can whoop it. Now use whoop instead of whip.
That's right.
Because whoop's a whole lot worse. If you get whipped, that's one thing. But if you get whooped, then you really got whipped. And the devil got whooped on Calvary. And we don't have to fight him. He already got beat. We just have to fight the good fight of faith. The devil is defeated. And Jesus is the champion. Over anything, because I got the Waymaker on the inside of me. And there's no Red Sea that's uncrossable. And there's no walls of Jericho that are impenetrable. And there's no Goliath that's too big. You can take him. Say it with me, I can take him. You know, I don't care what you're facing or what you're dealing with, you can overcome it.
Yes, that's right.
The Bible makes a promise over and over in the book of Revelations to the overcomers, not the undergoers. And if you don't have anything to overcome, you can't be an overcomer.
That's right.
Say it with me, I am. A bona fide, authentic, 100%, genuine, created in the image of God, victorious, faith walking, devil casting out, Bible believing, confession holding fast. New Testament Christian.
New Testament Christian.
And I'm full of joy.
And I'm full of joy.
And I got the victory.
I got the victory.
Hallelujah. God's getting ready to bless and take this church to a higher level. And if you're part of the corporate body, you're going with it unless you rebel. I just sense in my spirit increase and expansion. It's going to be your witness that you got joy when everyone else is crying and worried out of their head, and they're like, what's wrong with you? Don't you know how bad the situation is? And you're like, no, do you know how good God is? The psalmist said, taste and see. Get some of it for yourself. Just don't watch the food channel. Say, look at them. They running their tongue out of their mouth. They're talking about, how good that is. No, bless God, you don't have to watch other people. Get your spoon and come to the counter. Taste and see that Jesus is a Savior and a healer and a joy giver and a chain breaker. Woo! I don't think the psalmist was going, taste and see. No, he was, this is an expressive proclamation. Woo! He's better than you told me he was. He'll do greater things than you told me. The half has never been told. He'll do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name, who forgives all mine iniquities, who heals all my diseases, who delivers me from destruction, who crowns me with tender mercies and loving kindness, who satisfies my mouth with good things, so my youth is renewed like the eagles. We still gonna be preaching when we're in our 80s and 90s. We still gonna be having services like this when we're way on up there. It's a good witness if you get on your bike at 98 and ride around the block while everybody else is in an old folks home with tubes running out there. And they say, what'd you eat? What'd you do? To say so healthy, and you say, it's Jesus. Oh, taste and see. To get excited about a God like our God. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I got praise in my heart, but the psalmist said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will be on the radio. He said, his praise place you'll be in whose mouth? Pastor Jay and Pastor Debbie's mouth? Praise and worship team's mouth? No, his praise shall be in my mouth. If there's a fire in the fireplace, there'll be some smoke coming out the chimney. And if there ain't no smoke coming out the chimney, then there's some wet wood in the fireplace that needs a little stirring up. Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up. You know, if you make chocolate milk and you leave it on the counter and go away for an hour and come back, it segregates. The chocolate is on the bottom and the milk is on the top. And what you got to do is stick your spoon in there and you got to go, ha, ha, ha. This life of God in me. I'm drawing water out of the wells of salvation. Hallelujah. No devil, no demon, no trial, no test, no sickness and disease. Nothing can hold me out because God is on the inside of me and I'm going up and possessing the promised land. I don't care how high the walls are. I don't care how big the giant are. You know, the men of Israel that was in fear were saying, have you seen how big Goliath is? He's a killing machine. David said, he's an uncircumcised Philistine. That means he's a no covenant nobody. They were saying, he's so big we can't beat him. David was saying, he's so big I can't miss him. Are going down. Hallelujah. Isaiah 54. Sing, O barren. Say, that's Sarah. I mean, that's Hannah. Well, it doesn't look like it's working. We'll start singing. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. So you folks are too loud. The Bible says cry aloud. It said the prisoners heard Paul and Silas. We got a great God. Sometimes we need to give him great praise. Hallelujah. They need to hear you across the street sometimes. Wonders what's going on over there. Come check it out and see all those people with a smile on their face. And they're like, apparently they got something I don't. Joy is a good witness, amen. Break forth into singing, cry aloud, thou didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, says the Lord. Listen at this part. Enlarge the place of your tent. Get a bigger tent, baby. Kids are on the way. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. In other words, extend out further. You know, Paul talked about when the measure of your faith is increased, then it will be multiplied and increased and go forth. Hallelujah. Anybody happy about enlarging your tent? What does enlarge your tent mean? More. Increase. Enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Spare not. Say, spare not. How many knows that a woman that had the oil pots and the prophet told her to go get pots? Right? She might have wished she had gotten more pots, because the oil flowed as long as there was a pot there. Amen? Stretch forth the curtains of your habitation. Spare not. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. That's going down with your stakes and out with your cords and enlarging. That's getting more stable and getting more roots, and that's reaching out further. Hallelujah. And it just seems like to me that y'all have been in a root development season, and now the branches are starting to... For that to happen, you got to have more anointing. Amen. More grace. The Bible said the early church, great grace was upon them. Amen. You got to have more money, more resources, more people that can step into more places. Human resources, financial resources. You know, I believe the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and He hath anointed me. And I've been in a transition for about a couple of years, and I'm sick of being in a transition. Transitions aren't fun. You got grace over there and grace leaving here, and you're somewhere in between. And you feel like a fish out of the water. But we are moving into our divinely ordained places of abundance and of influence. And I think that's a word from the Spirit of God today. Influence and impact is increasing. Amen.
Yes, sir.
You know, the Bible talks about God being the God of increase.
Yes.
And a lot of times we think about that. Sometimes people just think about increasing financially. But the Bible talks about increasing in wisdom and knowledge. And the whole body growing up and increasing wherever joint supplies. And so God's not interested in just having more. God is interested in us being a greater impact and us serving our generation. And if we get God's vision, everything else will come with it. The money will be there. The people will be there. All the anointing we need will be there. Because if you know where He guides, He provides. And He's opening some doors up for y'all. Opening some doors up for me. And we're not going to sit there and look at them. We are going in and taking the land. And the giants are going down. And the walls are going down. And we're going to possess cities that we didn't build, and vineyards we didn't plant, and orchards we didn't plant. Oh! 10 of the spies said, we can't. Caleb and Joshua, 2 out of 10, said, we're well able to go in and possess the land. And man, I feel the spirit of Caleb is here. And I feel the spirit of Joshua is here. I believe you guys are ready to go take something. And if we're going to take it, we might as well take it with joy. If we're going to reap the harvest, let's laugh while we're doing it. Not break down.
Break forth.
You know, this is actually in the Hebrew. This, I don't know here exactly, but I think it is. The Hebrew word Baal Perazim. And it means the Lord that causes breakthroughs. And one time there was a whole Philistine army that came up against David. David sought the Lord, and the Lord said, go up against them. He said, I've given them into your hand. And they went up and just, you know, took them. And at the end of it, David said, he called the place Baal Perazim, the Lord that causes a breakthrough. There's breakthroughs happening. Yes. Hallelujah. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left hand. That's on both sides. You'll break forth on the right hand and on the left, and your seed shall inherit the Gentiles. This is people coming into the kingdom of God. You know, the Lord's given us the heathen for our inheritance. You know, you and me used to be heathen. But we're not heathen anymore. And there's some more heathen need to come in. Amen. Your seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and you'll make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Enlargement's happening. Yes. Increase is happening. Yes. Amen. Yes. Glory to God. Let's praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your plan, for your purpose coming forth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. I think I'm finished. Woo!